because of the numerous potential, not necessary, but potential places that lupus may attack, what other kinds of specialists are important in the multidisciplinary care of such a patient?
Diagnosing and managing lupus often requires a team approach between the patient and multiple healthcare professionals. So depending on the organ system that's involved, this could be a partnership that involves multiple subspecialists with the primary care provider. So rheumatologists, who are doctors that specialize in bones, joints, and the immune system. Nephrologists are doctors that specialize in kidney disease. Hematologists who specialize in blood disorders. Hepatologists who specialize in liver disorders. And a host of other subspecialists can be involved in addition to nurses, social workers, therapists, psychologists, physical and occupational therapists, and others.
So it's really important that you mentioned that other group of very important healthcare professionals that complement the care of a patient with lupus. It's, for one thing, to send a person to see a kidney doctor, and they may take care of that individual's kidney disease and that portion of the disease that lupus is, where lupus is affecting the kidney. But I would suggest that almost everybody with an autoimmune disease has difficulty or at times struggles with trying to adapt to a disease that may come and go and come and go, for which they're on these immunosuppressive drugs. And being able to talk with trained professionals, therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, or other people whom one has a good relationship with, I think is also very much part of care.
Absolutely. I feel that lupus doesn't just affect the body. We've seen how lupus damages a patient's sense of self, whether it's from disfiguring skin disease or from the inability to get out of bed in the morning. I think it's heartbreaking. My patients are often scared. They're fearful for themselves and for their families. They're fearful of the unknown. They're angry sometimes and frustrated, all of which are emotions that come with learning to cope with a chronic illness. I feel that our role is to help caregivers and patients through this and to help them move from merely surviving lupus to thriving with lupus.